This week's parsha, we have Parsha's Truma, and we also have Parsha's Zohar. It's a special week, second of the four parshios. Parsha's Zohar, always read the Shabbos before Purim, the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. And I want to try, B'siat Dishmaya, to tie those two ideas together, both Parsha's Truma and Parsha's Zohar, and take out a very, very important life lesson that hopefully we all will be able to incorporate. That's as follows. In the beginning of the parsha, we learn about the different klei ha-mishkan, the different items that were used in the mishkan, and one of them is the aron, discussed very, very elaborately. And on the aron, it says in the following: it says there were kruvim. There was a kapores and kruvim. Kruvim were two human-looking faces. It says as follows. This is Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Yud Ches. V'yasisa shnayim kruvim zav. Make two golden kruvim. Miksha. Ta'aseh osam. Make them out of the two sides of the kapores. Va'aseh. And you should make. This is your test. Kruv echad mikatsam izeh. One on one side. U'kruv echad mikatsam izeh. And one kruv on the other side. Min ha-kapores. Out of the kapores. Ta'aseh osam kruvim mishnei katsosav. On the two sides. Here it is. Listen carefully. They should be spreading their wings upwards, providing shade, kind of like leaning over with their wings on the kapores, and their faces should be one to the other. Ela kapores, yupnei akruvim. Okay? What does this mean? It means that the two faces of the kruvim should be facing each other. What's the idea behind that? What is that supposed to represent? Rabbi Simon Shlita, one of the Rosh Yeshiva from YU, he has a beautiful sefer called Imri Baruch, five volumes. This is the volume on Shmos. He has two pshatim in what the faces represent. I only want to share one with you today right now. He quotes a parish of Rabbeinu Ephraim, Ala Torah, who says the following thing. Shnayim kruvim remez l'shnei tamidei chachamim. This is a hint to two Torah scholars, two Talmidei Chachamim. After all, we're talking about the Aron. The Aron is Torah. The Luchos was inside the Aron. This is a hint to two Torah scholars. Shiyunochim zelazeh ba'alacha. They should be pleasant to each other, my friends, in Alacha. Umisnagin ba'achva. And they should act with each other with kindness, with goodness, with brotherhood, one to each other. It says in the Pasuk, Pneihem ish El Achiv. One more time. Upnehem. The last letter of that word is a mem. Upnehem. Ish. Last word of that letter is a shin. El. Lamed. Achiv. Vav. Those four letters spell the word. Shalom. Peace. Beautiful. Last four letters of the words. Upnehem. Ish. El. Achiv. Spells the word. Shalom. This is the idea over here brought down over here. Again, it's a hint. To two people that are learning Torah, they should have this idea of kavod, of respect, of camaraderie and brotherhood one to another. That's the representation of the kruvim in this week's parasha. So learns Rabbeinu Ephraim al Torah. Simon quotes another beautiful, beautiful pshat of Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his commentary on the Mishnah and Avos. The Mishnah and Avos says as follows. This is the Mishnah in the second parak of Avos. Just joking. It's a Mishnah in the third parak of Avos, actually. Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. What does it say? Listen to these words. It says, "Hananiah ben Trajan Omer, Shnayim sheyoshvin." Two people sitting down. "Ve'ein beineihem divrei Torah." Listen to those words carefully. And there is not among them words of Torah. "Hareze moshav leitzim." It's a group of scoffers, a bunch of leitzim, a bunch of jokesters. Leitzim, I don't know how to clowns, a bunch of clowns. Shenemar v'motzalation lo yashav. Ava shnayim sheyoshvim v'yesh b'nei divrei Torah. If you have two people sitting and they have among them divrei Torah, shechina shruya b'nei, and the shechina is among them, as it says, az nidbaru, says of Chaim V'lazhner, the great Gadol Adar, Chaim V'lozhiner, the prized Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, says of Chaim V'lozhiner, what does this mean? Shnayim sheyoshvim v'ein beineihem divrei Torah? wrote to Lomar Beinayim Ein Divrei Torah Avalom Nikolach B'fnei Atzma. They're learning by themselves. Each one is in it for himself. He's scoffing his friend's Torah. Ah, that's a... You can't learn. He's not respecting his friend. His friend says a pshat in the Gemara. That was a perm pshat, right? That was a joke pshat. You didn't mean that pshat, right? That's hurtful. That's painful. He's making fun of his friend. He's fun of his charusa. That's what it means in Beinayim Divrei Torah. There's no Torah between them, among them. They're both learning, but not respectfully learning with each other. Wow. Beautiful pshat. This pshat reminded me of a beautiful Rashi. A gorgeous Rashi in Parashas Bo. Rashi in Parashas Bo has the following words, my friends. The first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael is the mitzvah of, as a people's mitzvah of, Kiddush HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh, good. There it says the following words, Dabru, what's Dabru? Speak. You speak, two of you speak to Bnei Yisrael. Who's the two of them? Moshe and Aaron. Rashi jumps, Dabru, really? They both spoke. Says Rashi, an amazing thing, the Chiaru Medaber. It's Aaron speaking. Valok Farnemar, Atot Medaber. Moshe's the one to speak. Ella, listen to these beautiful words. Cholkin Kavod Zelazeh. They gave honor to each other. V'omim Zelazeh Lamdini. Moshe says to Aaron, teach me. Aaron says to Moshe, teach me. Teach me. No, you teach me. You teach me. You teach me. Please help me. I want to understand better. V'adibor yotim ben shneim ki'ilu shneim adabrim. And the word of God came out from both of them as if they were both talking. Dabru. They both spoke. Unbelievable. You know why? Because there was respect. What comes out of the Kruvim? What comes out of the Mishnah Avos? What comes out of Moshe and Aaron? Respect. Abosai, what's Amalek? Oh, my friends, what's Amalek? Amalek is a very challenging parsha, a very difficult parsha. Amalek, you kill even the innocent children. It's a very hard thing to understand. I'm not here to even explain Amalek on that level. But I will tell you where Amalek began. Amalek began and ended and caused its own demise with an absolute disrespect. Disrespect. We weren't bothering them. We weren't picking a fight with them. We weren't like starting up with them or threatening them. Zero. What happened? God took us out of Mitzrayim. Everything's okay. We're just doing our thing in the Midbar. Vayavo Amalek, says the Torah in Parshas Kisetze. We're going to read it on Shabbos. Amalek comes. Vayilachem Yisrael b'refidim. He comes and we'll read it on Shabbos. Zachor is Asher Asalcha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. What did he do to you? Asher Karcha Baderech. What's Karcha? The word kar means cold. Or it means mikra. Ah, what do you think you are? You think you're special? You're nothing special. You think you're a chashav nation? Nah, you're nobody. Ah, God cares about you in a unique way. Who do you think you are? Amalek, my friends, is about leitzanus. Amalek is about a lack of kavod. Amalek is about no respect. No respect. Undermining. That which is holy. Holiness? Huh. Who does he go after? He goes after the weak people. The stragglers. The ones that are having a hard time as it is. He goes for the... It's like mamish, a mashal, a good mashal. There's a lady, an old lady. A survivor of the Holocaust. Walking on the street with two canes. Barely, she's 94 years old. And some big bad bully comes over to her, smacks her across the face, and takes off her cheap $10 ring. You sick, sick! A little respect. This woman survived the Holocaust to be beaten up across the face by some big bad bully for what? A little respect. No, nothing. No kavod. Just bizayim. Just disgrace. Just a lack of honor. That's what Amalek is. That's what they represent. That's what they're about. Rishon Goyim Amalek, the pasuk, because the beginning of the Goyim is Amalek. Chazal teaches Amalek. There was a boiling hot bath. There was Rashi quotes it in Parashas Kisetze. There was a boiling hot bathtub. Everyone was scared. Who's going to go in the bath? Who's going to come near it? You go in, you're going to get burnt. And one hot shot says, "Yeah, I'll go in." And guess what happens? It gets burnt. But you know what happens? It cools off everybody else. What is that? Just chutzpah. Chutzpah. A lack of kavod. Abosai. Purim is in the air. We're just saying songs that remind us, Baruch Hashem, Purim is really in the air. Purim is a time a very, very special time. It's a time to focus on what it means to be a Jew, how special it is to be a Jew. Mikiyamcha Yisrael. It's a time to understand and to value and to appreciate in a very, very real sense. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu umanam goraleinu. What's unique about us? What's special about us? Not to put anybody down, not to chas v'shalom undermine to this one's, but just to value what's special about Klal Yisrael. What's special about Klal Yisrael? A lot. A lot. But one thing that Rabbo said that we know is very, very unique to Klal Yisrael, and very, very special, is this concept which we began with, which is a very, very clear distinction between us and the Malik. And that is kavod. Kavod. Everything about our Torah is about respect. Everything about our religion, everything about us, is about uvehechalo kulo omer kavod. In his hechal, the whole Mishkan. What's the Mishkan about? The Ramban says that the kavod, the honor that existed at Har Sinai should extend. Each person's meant to build their own Mishkan. Vasuli migdash. What does it say? The pasuk this parasha. V'shachanti. What's the next word? Beso. Chum, what's b'so chum? And then, what do you mean? Did you say b'shachanti b'so cha? No, b'shachanti b'so kol echa ve'echar. Chazal teach us. It's supposed to be that our essence is a mishkan. We build a mishkan for Hashem. What does that mean? It means we're mechabed. We honor. We honor our friends. We honor our parents. We honor our abayim. We honor every person. We honor any person we see on the street, even if he's not Jewish. He's a tzelem elokim too. We honor every single person. We have absolute respect for every tzelem elokim because every person is created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Purim, God forbid, leads a person to a place of disrespect, if a person acts in a way that's chalila v'chas, not bekavadik on Purim, you miss the whole boat of what Purim is about. You miss the whole boat. Maybe you had a good time, quote unquote. Maybe you had a fun experience, but that's not Purim. Purim is kavod. Purim is looking inside. Purim is for a person to understand, to really truly value what's valuable. To value Torah Hashem, to value mitzvos, to value avodas Hashem, to value my friends, to value my family, to value my community, to value Am Yisrael. To know where kavod should be put and where kavod should not be put. That's what Purim is about. We should be zocher rabosai to prepare properly. We have 7 days left. That's it. 7 days on the calendar. Today is Thursday, Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos. Next Thursday night is Purim. You say you're Yerushalayim people. Even for you guys, next Thursday night, you read the Megillah this year, Yamatanos Lav Yonah next week, special year. This is so, I'll close with this. This is such a unique year. Usually Purim is divided. Some 14, some 15. This year we're all together in a lot of ways. It's true, you also carry Purim over on Sunday to Purim Meshulash, Yom Yisuda on Sunday, but we have a energy this year. All of Klal Yisrael together on Purim night. On the night of the 14th this year, Megillah, Matanos Lav Yonah, we have a chance to tap in to these great days. Let's use the days preparing for Purim properly. Let's tap into the kavod that we're supposed to have for each other, the kavod for Klal Yisrael, and with Hashem Yishev Zocha to have the most incredible Purim experience. Abba Aleinu Tova. Have a great Shabbos, Abba Yisrael.